Everyone, this is Ashley from goldengoddesses.org, and today is the Thursday, September 27th episode of Threshold to Ascension Radio. It's such an honor to have you all listening with us, whether it's live or in the archives. I'd like to invite everybody just to take a deep breath into your heart. Just breathe in the divine light from Source, from your connection, however you refer to it. And just exhale and let go. There's a lot floating around in the collective consciousness right now between the hearings in the Senate with Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, the upcoming emergency broadcast alert scheduled for next Wednesday, the equinox energies we just went through, not just mention just day-to-day 3D. This show is all about rising above the chaos. And while we don't put our heads in the sand when it comes to things like the Senate hearings, the guests that we bring on are all about how do we raise the frequency rather than get caught up in the loop that seems to happen regardless of who's in the White House or who controls the Congress. Complaining about what's happening really hasn't shifted much over the generations. There have been some exchanges and growth here and there, but truly, I believe, and trust your own guidance, that the reality around us is going to shift when each one of us comes from our heart, is authentic, and honors the difference between us. So that's what Threshold to Ascension Radio is all about. And it's an honor to have you with us. We don't expect you to agree with everything that we say. It is our intention to have pearls of wisdom, aha moments that resonate with your journey, that assist you in remembering how amazing you are. My guest next week is still to be determined. There's a reason for that. And so I'll send the notice out to let you know who's coming on as soon as it's all finalized. And then October 11th, we'll have Randy Kramer, the original Mars super soldier, who's getting ready to publish his book. My guest from last week, Neil Gower, the amazing Neil Gower from Portal to Ascension Radio, is getting ready for their conference to take place in Irvine this coming weekend, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Thank you to everyone who sent in an entry to win the free live stream. That's going out to Tammy Andrews in Idaho. So congratulations, Tammy, and I'll send you an email tomorrow linking you and Neil so we can confirm that up. But tonight, we're moving into a higher frequency. It's such an honor for me to have this guest with me. Carrie and I met last year on the phone. In my previous life, she called because she wanted to do an interview. And it was just one of those soul family connections where there was an immediate recognition, even to this point, we still have not met face to face. We are both guardians of the frequency, if you will, in tune to the frequency of words, the frequency around us, and how staying in our authenticity allows the frequency to be transmitted out into the world so that we connect with our soul family. Carrie is also the co-host of a radio show called The Joyride Show. And I love how she describes it. She and her co-host Tiffany, the metaphysical moms, they talk about bringing metaphysicality into the 3D life. And they love to joke about sitting in their mom cars, waiting in the carpool line, working on their astral traveling skills. Carrie has so many gifts, and we're going to incorporate the rest of her bio into the interview because there is so much to talk about. But Carrie, first and foremost, from my heart to yours, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join me tonight.
Oh, wow. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's such a joy. And you're down in Houston, Texas.
Houston.
I love the pictures of you with your cowgirl hat on, right?
Yes.
So you talk about yourself as, you know, the character Carrie, a mother of three, a wife of one. So you're not Mormon. I'm kidding. A seeker of truth, a lover of things seen and unseen. And that beautiful way of describing it as the writer, director, and star of your very own movie. So how did you come from a more 3D life into this aha awareness of being the director of your own movie?
Oh, wow. That is a great question. You know, 3D was really hard for me, and I wasn't very good at it. And so I think as we move through life, I mean, the things that always, I don't know, just lit me up were things that made me happy, things that things that made my heart expand, friends and relationships and just love. And you really can't quantify that. And I do see structure, and I do see, and I never understood why I didn't fit, college, like the framework.
You were a bit of a rebel, were you?
I was, absolutely. Absolutely. Things didn't make sense to me. And so I am getting up there in age. And a few years ago, I just started to see things, and I started seeing spirit, and I started to be reminded of things that went on when I was a kid. I saw my grandfather pass. When he crossed, he came to us all. He came to my mother and other folks and myself. And, you know, I just thought that was a part of life. And then I kind of started to realize that maybe it wasn't really a part of life, that not everybody had that particular attribute, I guess. And so, I don't know, it all came together when I found a spot on my arm that ended up being cancer. And a girlfriend of mine died. And after she crossed, she came to me and said, "I'm the one that told you about that." And so there were just things that were really starting to rev up, and that voice became louder and louder, and finally said, "Okay, I accept. What is it I'm supposed to do?" And from that point on, my life has just exploded. And actually, I came out of the closet. It was so hard because I live in a world full of lawyers and doctors and engineers and the brilliant, amazing humans. But again, I didn't really fit that. And my world doesn't really fit that world. And I thought, how can I travel this world with my family and still really pursue the unseen?
Absolutely. And I think you and I have talked about this, that is more and more where spirituality or mindfulness is going, is the ability to have one foot in the seen, as you say, and the other in the unseen. Because truly, that's what is going to contribute to the awakening of humanity as a whole, not the separation of spirituality and the 3D. How do you feel about that statement?
Oh, I think you're spot on. I think that our brains have this ability to compartmentalize. It has this need to compartmentalize. And you do church this day. You do this at that time. You go to work at that time. You wake up at that time. Everything. And of course, it does have, of course, we have to have that. But I don't know. I think that you're right. I think to blend the two really pulls you into that place of understanding. And another really big piece for me was, okay, I'll be completely honest. One day I was sitting with my husband, who's a very patient man. And I said, "I'm not happy." And he was so angry with me. He said, "You have everything to be happy. It's your choice." And it was sort of like, do I play victim? Do I look for things that make me unhappy? Or do I step into it and take control? And that's when I realized nobody's going to make me happy but me. And it was sort of, I don't know if it was a midlife thing or if it was just sort of this energy that's ramping up around us, but it all came together to create, I don't know, I had no choice. I knew at that point I had to leave, like I had to cross and go home or stay here. And I chose to stay.
Well, and that's the beauty of that message coming from your amazing husband, right? Who is very much in the 3D world, but yet still has these snippets of wisdom that come through that help us or help you say, aha, you're right. And I think that's the beauty of it is, as you talked about your just joy in connecting in to how humanity is ascending, that really are more of us waking up than we realize. How have you experienced that?
Oh, it's this grid around the earth and their points of light. And I really believe that we came to this place in time and it was a predestined, I don't know, it was just this place that we knew of. And I think the powers that be, spirits, I don't know, I just sort of see them walking in and saying, oh my gosh, they're still asleep. You guys were supposed to be awake, wake up. And I just this mad dash to try to wake people up. And I think we passed it. I think that there was a point of will we make it? I mean, if you look at the earth and you look at the turmoil and you look at this craziness that happens, okay. I have to tell you about this. It is, and this might be the place to see it. So during the cancer and the, you know, my friends dying and all this stuff, I had this dream and it wasn't really a dream. It was this, I was really there. This person. Okay. So I live in Houston and we have these big, huge storms, of course. And the days that the storms are supposed to roll in, like the big hurricanes, no one goes to work and everybody sort of holds their breath. And in my dream, it very much felt that way. And I remember my family, we all get in the car and we're driving down the street and I look over and I see this chip bag, like, you know, this potato chip bag roll down the street and just the detail, the wind, it was just so real. And all of a sudden we did this flip, whatever it was, we all thought might or might not happened, it happened. And it was like doing this flip off the end of a board and into the pool. And so I thought, okay, here we go. And in this life here, my kids ran in, they were young and they ran in and they woke us up. It was like 5 a.m. And a husband said, why don't you go back to sleep? I'll take the boys. So I went back to sleep. And I went right back in, and this person wearing this beautiful robe with short white hair, she walks up to me. She's just beautiful. And she said, do you know where you are? And I said, no. And she said, well, you've sort of peeked behind, you peek behind the curtain and you know that there's more going on and you know, and it, because during all of this, I was looking at our food supply. I was looking at our water supply. I was looking at all of these different things, trying to make sense out of why so many people I knew had cancer and it just didn't make sense. And everybody was fighting, you know, either you're far right or you're far left, you know, you're Republican or Democrat. And like everybody was really amped up. And so she said, yes, you have figured this out. And she said, we have pulled some of you off the, you know, off earth and we are in this beautiful place. And it was like the air was just shimmery. It was beautiful, right? And very clean. And so she said, do you have any questions? I said, yes. You know, do they know where we are? She said, no, we can watch them, but they don't see us. And I said, well, do I have a house? And she said, yes, you have a house. And I asked if they had, you know, what type of, like, who actually ran this place. And she said that that it was a council. But she showed me these two Earths. And one was kind of darker, and it looked like it had sort of like an ooze on it, like kind of like this cloud that was, that went around it. And then other one was where we were. And it was just, it was really wild. And it took me a long time to find out what that was. And I now know that it's the new earth that we talk about. So, yeah.
And it's already there. It is already there. And do you feel that you are in both of the realms to support people in waking up to that new earth is already there?
Yes. Mm. Yes. I believe that we come in, and as we cross through the veil and we come into this world, we have these codes. We carry this code, and it's in our chests. And as we move through life, it's like they get covered up with love and greed and lust and, I mean, all of it, the good, the bad, quote unquote, all of it. And I believe that there are folks of it like us out there that say, hey, you know what? I know who you really are. Mm-hmm. And I see you. And it activates those codes. And they think, and all of a sudden they kind of, I don't know, they sort of like just move just a tiny bit, and it changes their entire trajectory, or it can, because that's still a choice. And I think that you have to let go, and you have to not play victim, and you have to really step up. And it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
It is such a powerful journey, and that the gift that you have, and we're going to talk more about the Soul Path recalibration in a few moments, but that gift you have to help people see themselves is a powerful contribution to what's happening right now on the planet. It feels like the pulling away of the old clothing that no longer fits energetically is ramping up at such an accelerated state that it gives a little bit of sense of not having a solid footing, because it's almost about letting go of control and releasing into it. What does your guidance say in relationship to that?
Well, that's the trick. I mean, if you stick with what's known, you're in this old paradigm. It's when you let go, and it's scary. It really is. And I think a lot of us tend to let go, and we just sort of trade one framework for I can't talk. I'm so sorry. Anyway, for the next. So that is, and then you slowly let go of that. And I think that's when you begin to put the books down. I mean, at first, I know when I woke up, I just loved reading.
Inhaled.
You really do, because it's like, oh my gosh, there's something else out here. I knew it. And then you let that go, because that's still stuff that comes from someone else. Mm-hmm. And we all have that direct line. All of us do. And the clearer and the cleaner you get, just with your thoughts and your actions and your healing, the easier that stuff is, because I think that you have to rise up. You have to increase yourself so that they can come to you, because otherwise it's too hard for them to move all the way down to where you are. If you're stuck in those, you know, those deeper sadness, darkness, those spots.
Well, and I think it's a combination of things. Absolutely. You know, it's letting go of all those old woundings. I just got this beautiful WhatsApp text from a dear friend of mine that's in South America on a medicine journey. And he said, the people here are amazing. So much of my sheet is being brought to the surface. My worst fears are coming up, and I have nowhere to hide from it. Usually I distract myself, and I know it's all for my highest good. And that's a beautiful gift, that understanding that those old illusions are important to come up and be released, because it's like the geode rock with all the weathery rock on the outside, which is still beautiful, but yet when you crack it open, you have that beautiful crystal inside the geode, which is what all of us are. My understanding, or my sense, is it's also our higher selves, our multidimensional selves, the star being aspects of ourselves, as well as our star family, whether you consider them separate from you or not, listeners, they're there like your biggest cheering squad, inviting you to step into who you are. That's my feeling is a big part of it. It's not just about being good enough or healing enough. It's like, we know this is who you are, and we're holding the space for you to step into this. How has that resonated with the people that you have done your soul path recalibrations with, or how does that resonate with your own understanding?
I mean, I think we are so in line. I absolutely think that, and that is something. So they told me not, someone called me and she said, I can't sleep and I'm so agitated. And this is a person that is, oh my goodness, she's just beautiful and on fire all the time. I mean, she is just joy walking around, and it just wasn't her. And I felt it. I picked up the phone and I felt it. And what I got, what the guides told me is that there was this energy that's coming in, and it meets halfway. And so she still had the older, denser, and so it started to clash. And then they went on to tell me that there are people that are here, and when we decided to come to this place to help lift the energy,
right?
Thank you. We had to agree to the laws. And so gravity, you know, think law of attraction, think reincarnation. But then they said, but the escape hatch was, as soon as you realized who you were, all bets are off. Mm. The world is yours to play in. And I really think that's true. And I think that it is, it's like, oh, what do I want to do? What type of joy do I want to experience? And they also said that the contrast, we love the contrast as much as we think we don't. They said that's where the real growth, that's where the good stuff happens. Right. And so I don't know if I answered your question.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's interesting because we talk about this, and people that might feel stuck or feel like they're letting go of the caca, right? And mm-hmm. you mentioned the comment about you went through your own reflection when you had the instance of cancer, about why so many people are going through those. And you mentioned something, information you sent me about the aha moment, about the information we're being consistently bombarded with. Would you talk a little bit about that? And also talk a little bit about your journey in being able to speak up when you have come into this physical body with an opportunity to feel comfortable in your own skin, even though the vocal languaging it sometimes is challenging for you.
It sucks. No, I my brain goes really fast. I don't know if that's what it is. My mom once jokingly told me that I was in the incubator for the first 2 weeks of my life, and that might have been the problem. I'm like, great mom, brain damage. But it's sometimes I can't talk and I get stuck on my words, or I talk around my words. That's why I really love, and it's not all the time. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm nervous. It's funny, we've done 110 shows and I'm nervous on your show. But I love you too. You know, the other one is a slippery slope. I part of my waking up, I just kept feeling like something's not right. And everywhere I looked, I remember a friend of mine telling me, because Obama, I think he's a genteel man. I think he's a beautiful man. But there was just something like, no one would ask him questions, and I didn't understand that. And it wasn't, I just didn't rah-rah. I wanted to know more, and I wanted to know what qualified him. And it wasn't, I mean, I wasn't talking bad about him. I just wanted to know. And the more I asked, I mean, friends actually said, oh, you don't like him because he's black. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Right, I mean, right. I don't see color. You know that. And that really angered me. But it wasn't just there. I felt like every American, watch TV and you hear these, and we joke, the boys and I would joke that, I mean, it's like, oh, here come the disclaimers. You know, it's like your rash will clear up, but
you'll die.
Your bowels will fall out. Exactly. And so it, that frustrated me. And I realized I was getting more and more scared. Cancer. Oh my gosh, you know, look, and everybody has it. Everybody has it. When is it my turn? Oh, will I catch it? Will I not? I mean, at one point after I found the spot on my arm, and you have to know that, like, they called me and said, oh, guess what? Okay. So the story with that is I went twice and they said, ah, it's nothing. Something told me, now I know it was my friend, go back. Mm-hmm. And I did. And they said, good catch. And it's the M one. I mean, it's the bad one. Right. And so it was, but they say, guess what? You have this, but guess what? It's not there now. So I knew instantly that I was fine, mm-hmm. but then you get scared. Right. And I wanted to do a mastectomy. I mean, all these things to try to control. And so to pull out of that, actually Tiff really helped me with that. Tapping really went a long way. Just to kind of be able to pull out of the adrenaline rush. Every time the phone would ring, I would almost pass out because I knew this was it. This was the time that I'm going to find out that, you know, that I have it and it spread. Mm. And now I'm done. And you know, an interesting thing about that is I had the spot on my head and I felt it for a while and I looked at it and it was dark. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I was not afraid. This was about two weeks ago. I was not afraid. I thought, okay, I need to remember to make the appointment. And so on Monday, I made the appointment, or I went to call them. I looked, the spot was gone. It was gone. It's not there. It's like, she passed the test.
That energy of fear is such a seductive entrapment into the matrix and mm-hmm. into giving away your power. And you talk about how television is really in many ways, not only a propaganda machine, but also a hypnotic mm-hmm. seduction to keep people small. And so when you came to those awarenesses and you shifted out of the fear, what happened for you energetically on your journey?
That's such a great question. When the fear was gone, which is really, I mean, it's like a corkscrew. I mean, it's gone and then it'll kind of rear its little head and they're like these weeds and you have to pull them out by the roots. And so I love it when I see them because it's like, aha, there you are. And you can pluck that bad boy out. But it's when you know that you can go home and I don't want to go home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cross because I love my family. And I think I'm not really sure that life can get any better than it is right now, but but I know this is so temporary and that fear of what's next before it's like, should I really hope so? I hope it's there, you know? And now it's just, okay, when I'm done, I'm done. And it has shifted all of that with that fear being gone. I mean, I lost a friend the day that you were on the show mm-hmm. And I checked in with myself and I don't have that. I don't have that. I mean, I know if it was someone that was in my life every day, that would be a different story, but with the lack of fear, you can do anything. I mean, the joys are incredible and it's almost as if they can't touch you, meaning the darkness cannot touch you.
It's such a powerful experience to be able to honor your connection with someone and be okay that, at least for me, with my mother and my father, it's that, yes, there's a part of the human me that misses them, but on the greater scale, I know that they are having a good time in the other dimensions and that we're not permanently separated. And so that's an understanding that people come to in their own stage and in their own time and in their own recognition. And it doesn't mean we don't grieve. There's nothing wrong with grieving. It doesn't mean you're less spiritual. It also means that if you don't grieve from that perspective, if you truly, you know, resonate with the fact that we're infinite, that's a beautiful space to be as well. It's enjoying all of the emotions and the experiences. We're going to, in just a second, take a short commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your moment with James von Prague and the messages in the kitchen cabinet before we dive on. So we'll go ahead and take the short commercial break now.
Perfect.
I'm Chief Joseph, and I'd like to talk with you about a product called Stop Itch. It's an all-natural product that stops itching and scratching instantly. from all types of rashes, including eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, poison oak, all bug bites, and it's safe for kids and babies of all ages. And for a limited time, it's half off at www.theskingod.com or 888-391-5432. Thank you.
So we were talking right before the break about part of your journey you talk about with the aha moments. And for those of you that did get the newsletter that went out, Carrie has been generous to offer one of her 60-minute Soul Path recalibration sessions as our giveaway for tonight. In a moment, she's going to give us the question from the show for that entry form. So pay attention in a second. But one of these aha moments, you talked about some of the recently crossed over spirits. We talked about that early in the show. But you mentioned also a moment with James Von Prague and then a message from spirit in your kitchen cabinet. So can you take a few minutes to kind of walk us through that?
Sure. So I woke up. Oh, well, I was starting to wake up and I went to this class with, and I think there were 200 of us there. And I am so sorry. And he ended up at, my grandfather came through with him and he, I do not know how that happens. Do you hear that?
I don't. You have a guest? Did you have a non-physical guest on your end?
No. I'm so sorry. That's a very odd thing. And but so James brought through my grandfather, and he said something to the effect of, "You are." Let's see. He was talking about my hair, and my grandfather said, "I don't recognize you because of your hair." And he was right. I was wearing a wig because I shaved my head because my children brought home lice, and it's just a goofy story. And it was, I was having so much fun with this big rock star hair. And, but then I went home that night and I thought, well, if he's always with me, why doesn't he recognize my hair? 2 years later, my guides answer that question. I'm sitting in a restaurant and I get the buzzing in my ear and I look up and they show me it's everything is black. And there's a grid, and everywhere that the table next to us, the bar, everywhere that there's a human, there is a ball of light. Mm. There's an orb. And they said, this is how we see you. And so what they were saying is that when he dropped into James's body and used his eyes, he dropped into the 3D and he could see the 3D. Otherwise, they see us as orbs. And as you know, those orbs are everywhere. So my understanding is if we are frequency compatible, we can see the beings or their lands the way they see them. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. Absolutely. And so one night, so I'm sitting in the tub, my guides had come twice during my lifetime and said, are you ready to go? And I, you know, both times said no. So finally, after the whole blip thing, the whole dot thing on my arm, I said, okay, guys, I'm ready. Mm. You've asked me twice. I'm ready to go, but I want to sign. I'm not nuts. And my poor guides, I mean, they have to show me 10 times
exactly.
And I still don't believe it. The next morning I look in my cabinet and I'm putting away plates and I look up and there is a perfect four-sided pyramid with an eye, and it's just perfect, and it's reflecting off of my plates onto the back of my cabinets, and they change. That's the weird thing. Depending on, and I don't know how they change because the lighting's the same, the plates are in the same place, it's the same stack height, stacked the same height, and they change. So it's really cool.
And now you sent some pictures to me that during the after the show, we're actually going to show those. That'll be on the YouTube channel. So it looked almost like three-dimensional light plasm figures. How would you describe it? Was it more of a reflection, a one-dimensional, or is it three-dimensional?
It's just one-dimensional. It does look three-dimensional, though.
It definitely looks three-dimensional to me.
And like I said, they change. And I think I have some sort of really cool vortex in my house, but it's how they speak to me. And at first I thought, oh my God, it's the Illuminati. And then I realized, no, that's not it. And that doesn't feel like it. Actually, that's what James had said. He's like, I think you need to do a clearing. It's like, I don't think I want to clear those though. They're so pretty. But
they feel very much of light to me. They feel very, very high dimensional.
I think so too. I think so too. And the fact that they change, and I've tried, like, there have been a few folks over, I mean, I think they started showing up in 2011, 2012. And a few folks have come through and I'll say, oh, look at this. And they're not there. I mean, they change, they sort of morph. And so they kind of get squished. So I don't know. it's really kind of cool.
So the messages in the kitchen cabinet were a light kind of display, right? Mm-hmm. That was that validation after you'd asked for validation.
So, the very next morning. And I've lived in the house at that point for almost 10 years.
So in addition to being the co-host on the Joyride Show and being a mom and being a goddess and being all the other things that you are now beginning to go a little more public with a gift you've had all the time, and it's recognizing the codes that you talked about within people, the codes you see on their hearts that have been perhaps, you know, buried under a little bit of the third dimensional wounded connective energy. And now you're looking at, or not looking at, you're being invited actually to step more into sharing that gift with people who are drawn to it. And we were laughing because I just love the phrase Spirit gave you, the soul path recalibrator. Mm-hmm. How would you like to describe, and we know that with each person who's drawn to work with us or work with you, each session is unique because it's for them from their higher selves. But if you were going to try to summarize what a soul path recalibration is, how would you try to language it in the limitations of 3D language?
I love you. You make me drill down and try to figure this stuff out. I'm happy to just bop along. You know, it is, I believe that we get stuck, and I believe that there are these transitions that we have in our life, whether it's death, whether it's divorce, a job loss, and becoming a mother, a father, traveling, whatever that may be in your life. And we start on one end where we are, and we walk through this tunnel, and where we end up is the magic. You don't know. But you have to keep going. And I think so many times we just want to sit down and cry, or we get stuck in the, why did this happen? Why me? And it's not something that our heads are stuck. It's our hearts. Our hearts are stuck there. And because people don't like to stay in that state, they would much prefer you keep going and find love and find the joy. And I think that those are the blocks that we sort of pick up, and sometimes just that tiny shift, sometimes just talking, and that's the way it happens. But you hear something energetically will dislodge, and it helps you to be able to set that down and to keep moving. And that has always been something I've had. And I hope there isn't ego to that. It infuriates my family. My kids are like, Mom, don't talk to anyone. Just go in, get the milk, and come home.
Come back out. Well, you know, that's not why you came to the planet. And they'll recognize that soon enough. But I love just the gift you are in my life. Because each of us, even our own journeys and our own mastery, there's that times when bouncing something off of somebody else really helps to kind of click something into place. And so from my own experience, just the gift and the wisdom and the connection that you have is such a powerful gift. I'm so proud for you that you're beginning to step more into sharing this. I know Tiffany, your co-host on the Joyride Show, and you are also doing some new joint. You're doing a little bit of a process with someone. She's doing tapping, and then you're interviewing them. But you're also stepping out in your own unique sovereignty to share this gift of Soul Path Recalibration. And it's such a gift to be able to offer it to the listeners as our giveaway for tonight. So just go to goldengoddesses.org and go down to the entry form, fill it in. The entries will close Wednesday midnight next week, October 3rd, and we'll announce on air October 4th who actually won that Soul Path Recalibration. I did promise our listeners that you're going to do a meditation. We've got a lot more we're going to talk about in after the show. We're going to talk about you seeing timelines, frequency, your passion for protecting children. But I do want to honor the commitment we made of you sharing this guided meditation. So would you like to introduce it a little bit and then we'll just go from there? Or
I would love to.
Start it.
No, I would love to. And I will make that quick. So my son, this was born out of a few things that I've collected from other incredible humans. And it'll spontaneously, I started working with it with my kids and with people that I've worked with just to help ground, because I think that the winds can sort of knock you off your feet at times. Mm-hmm. And I also, right or wrong, I guess there's not a wrong, think that we are, Mama Earth is a sending right now and a pretty quick rate. And so I think to ground to ourselves, to ground to our own being, and to trust in that, to trust in your line and those that you're connected with. I don't know, that seems to really help me. So that is the background of this. And it's to help kind of burn things out and then help you ground. So, you ready?
Absolutely. So, everyone, if you're driving, come back and listen to the archive. Otherwise, close your eyes and partake.
All right. So, this is what I want you to try to see. So, try to see the Earth, this beautiful, magical planet that we are so blessed to be on, and this crystalline grid. It's like a spider web around the Earth. And it's there, it's the communication, it's all that we are, that we have access to. And so imagine that. And then, okay, so then you're standing in the unique you that you are, and you in your perfect form. Try to let go of the self, the talk that doesn't serve you. And so you're just standing. And imagine this ball above your head, and it's this beautiful light, and it's coming from the grid, and it's just this kind of shimmery blue, white, gold color, and it enters in through your crown, and it fills up, and it takes the debris. I mean, it is just seeping, and it's in your brain, and it's in your forehead, it's behind your eyes, it's in your eyes, it's in your ears, and as it's pouring down into your body, it is bringing with it the debris that just sort of gets stuck on you as you walk through life, and bring it through your mouth, through your neck, down into your chest, through your shoulders, your upper arms, and it's just filling. You're becoming this light being, and keep bringing it down through your torso, through your legs, the top of your legs, down through your knees, your ankles, your feet, and let that debris just fall away. Let Mama Earth take care of that. And you're just, imagine that you're standing there in the beauty that you are. All right, now let's reverse it. So we're coming back up, and you're leaving this beautiful green color, incredible love from your heart. This green color is taking the place of the white, and you're moving back up through your legs, through your torso, through your heart, through your arms, your neck, back up through your head, and out the top of your head, out the top of your crown. Now, I would like for you to go to your heart space. And imagine this bright pulse, just this ball of love. And that is who you are. And there's a triangle that encompasses you. The flat, long part is over the top of your head, and the tip, tip, tip is down about a foot below your feet. And I want you to take a line like just that. It's a green, beautiful, shimmery piece of your heart, and bring it all the way down and tie it three times around the very tippy point of the triangle. And then bring it back up all the way through your body, out of your crown. And I want you to wrap it three times around the grid. There you go.
I'm Chief Joseph, and I'd like to talk with you about a product called Stop Itch. It's an all-natural product that stops itching and scratching instantly from all types of rashes, including eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, poison oak, all bug bites, and it's safe for kids and babies of all ages. And for a limited time, it's half off at www.theskingod.com or 888-391-5432. Thank you.
Chief Joseph was just celebrating the connection to that crystal grid around the planet.
I love his voice.
Don, the producer, was saying, Ashley, you took a long time. And I said, I was just blissed out. I was just allowing everybody to integrate. Sometimes it's the pauses and the silence, right, after a meditation like that, whereas the energy just comes fully. I mean, my heart was just bursting wide. So thank you so much, Carrie, for sharing that beautiful gift.
You're so sweet.
And just bringing in that light and connecting to that light in the grid just is such a supportive energy to do whenever you feel out of sorts. So thank you for sharing that. And I encourage the listeners to play with it and become more comfortable with utilizing it, especially, you know, as we continue to go through these days where that chaos in the collective has the potentiality to knock us off our center, if we allow it to. But it's the question of if we allow it to or not. Now, the other thing that you've just started doing, Carrie, in addition to your Soul Path recalibration sessions, is it's just kind of coming out of the closet now, is your blog, Alice Eats Apples. Do you want to just mention that a little bit? I know it's still being gestated and formed, but I love your concept behind this.
Well, yes, So I think we're all family here. I do have children, and I don't necessarily want all of my things to spill over onto them as they get older. I want them to have the choice of choosing what they want to bring into their lives. And so I thought I can be freer if I write under a different name. Mm-hmm. And so Alice Eats the Apple, and it's views from a garden misfit. And so it's sort of a play on words, and it's just a sort of brings together everything that I am and I believe. So we'll see where that takes us. I did post one thing today, Miss Ashley, and I just want to have fun with it. Thank you. And you know, it's, so we'll see. I would love for other folks to use the platform for their own writings, if they would like. I do know that. And just interesting. I want it to be an interesting spot for people to come. So, yeah.
Well, and that's that beauty of finding the resonant way to dance between the worlds, right? Again, when you have responsibilities, whether it's in partnership or if you're in a job where perhaps talking about your galactic contact or the fact that you have light appearances happening in your kitchen cabinet to communicate with you may not necessarily be accepted. The ability to still speak your truth and share is an important one. And that's also that aspect of overcoming the fear. I know when I asked you about what your guidance would be to people on really blossoming into and stepping more into who they truly are, we talked about that energy of fear. And we have, you know, about five more minutes, but would you like to touch on that a little bit more?
Sure. I know with myself, I always thought it had to look a certain way. And that mm-hmm. was not a way I necessarily wanted to go. I didn't want to join an ashram and leave my family. And I didn't realize that I could do both. I felt like it was either religion or ashram, you know, and that's so black and white. And so that is why Tiffany and I started this is we're just regular moms with five kids and yes, carpool and coaching and Girl Scout or Boy Scouts and all of it. And it's also a way to try to bring these tools into our everyday lives. And it does make life happier. But as far as advice, I would say let go of the box. Mm-hmm. Let it unfold and be what it's going to be. Because for me, it is the stone lights up. And so I step onto that stone and then the next one lights up. And I don't know where it's going to take me. Now, I do know that I am anchored in my husband's, you know, he provides that for me, that mm-hmm. stability for me. And it's such a gift because then I can do what I think I came here to do. And along with that, and I don't think, I don't know. I just think that once you let go of the control, but use your discernment too and follow no one, follow no one. I can't say that enough. I feel like we all have the compass hardwired into us and they, you know, society will tell you that that's not the case. That's not the case. You need to go to the experts. Well, you are the expert because you came in with that code and only you have that code. And it's about really trying to find who you are and who you're comfortable with. So that would be my big message.
That sovereignty, that discernment, that truly trusting oneself is, I think, an exponential key into embodying the light that we are. It doesn't mean we don't listen to radio shows or that we don't go to workshops or that we avoid books. It just means that we take what we read or what we experience and we sit with it. How does it resonate with me? And if it resonates in my frequency, it's an alignment, then beautiful. And if it doesn't, it doesn't make it wrong. It's just it's not in your code. It's not in your frequency. And that's such an empowering place to come from and gets rid of some of that outward chatter, allowing us to focus within again.
Oh, beautifully said. I absolutely think that too. And it is... You know, that fear, I do know that every time I was getting ready to go to the next level, mm-hmm. I would get afraid. I mean, it all right. of a sudden, it's like, I hate this. I'm not doing this. And it's like, oh, that's what this is again. So do know that there is a governor built in also, you know, you're not going to fall off the planet. Maybe. I don't think.
And you might fall up someplace, right?
Exactly.
You might expand up. So we just got a few more minutes. We are going to continue this in the after the show. But I would like you to just share your Facebook page and the Joyride Show and other ways people can get in touch with you, please.
Well, we are on YouTube. Most of our shows are on YouTube. Or you can go to our website at joyrideshow.com. And on YouTube, we're Joyride Show. But then in parentheses, we are the metaphysical moms. And we do have a Facebook page as well. And we like to go live quite a bit, not every week. And we post pretty much every week. So yeah.
And the Facebook is the Joyride Radio Show, I think. It took me a minute to find it.
Thank you. You're right.
Well, again, Carrie, we are going to continue in the after the show, but I do want to thank you for spending this time with us, for being the light that you are. And I love your sense of humor and that heart that you have. So thank you so much. And listeners, again, trust in your own discernment. And when things get a little chaotic around you, just take that moment to go into your heart. Perhaps do a version of the meditation that Carrie has shared, because there's always going to be some kind of external chaos, whether it's Senate hearings or whether it's emergency broadcasting tests or whether it's something else that lower energy is attempting to trip us up with. And I don't mean from a victim perspective, but you have the choice within you. Mm-hmm. To focus on your own ascension path and be the light that you are, and know that you don't need to be perfect. Carrie has her moments when she questions. I have my moments when we question. The point is, what do we do after the question? And that's look inside for the answer. So, Carrie, I love you. Listeners, I love you. Huge heart hugs to everyone. Until next week, this is Ashley signing off from Threshold to Ascension Radio. Keep shining and remember how amazing you all are. Good night for now.